Which way? Want to go down the middle? Or on this side? Grandma's on the other side. Okay. Way over there. Okay. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. I love the way that Jesus talked. He had a way of revealing God that they and we are able to hear. The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground. With what do we compare the kingdom of God? It's like a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. He starts with what's right before our eyes. But perhaps we haven't noticed it. And this week he invites us to look and see growing things and to wonder, just how do things grow? And how does God's kingdom grow? Right before our very eyes. He doesn't tell us explicitly. The text says that maybe he explains things to his disciples, but we don't get in on that explanation. What he does is he invites us to wonder. He trusts us to wonder. To wonder about growth, to wonder how a seed, this small thing, becomes a stalk and bears fruit that then feeds others. To wonder how something so small, the smallest of all things, a mustard seed you can hardly see, becomes scattered across the landscape. Invasive it is, and takes up much of the land. God's ways make us wonder. God's ways confound us. They can confuse us, but they can also draw us in and take us further. The thing about a parable is that it gets us to look again. I learned this week that the word parable means to throw beside. To throw beside. It's a story that we take with us in the world, a story that is thrown beside us. To take a look again for all those things that we take for granted and are familiar. To look again at our lives and the lives of those around us. Jesus takes a vision of God's rule, God's kingdom, and throws it beside us as we walk in the world. Jesus' vision of God's kingdom and God's kingdom rubs up against us in our everyday lives. Walking in the world with parables, taking a journey with those stories beside us. This is what I imagined this week, and I was reminded of one of my friends, Joel, who was going on a trip to Chicago, a journey with his wife. They had met in Chicago, and they were quite excited to go back to this city that they had known and loved as they came to love each other. And they had a great itinerary for all the places that they were going to see in the little bit of time that they were there. And so, when he came back from his trip, I asked him, "Did you get to see all your favorite haunts?" And he laughed. And he said, "Well, it wasn't exactly as we had planned. You see, we had our 2-year-old son with us. And once you bring a 2-year-old into the city, everything, it looks different and you see it in an entirely different way. He said, we didn't get to half of the places that we were planning on seeing, not even one, just one or two, but we saw a lot of the hotel pool. And we rode the glass elevator quite a bit of times. We picked up quite a few toys, and that's the way it was. We took naps. We smelled flowers. We walked slowly. We saw Chicago all right, but it was a Chicago we hadn't planned on seeing. And it changed the way we walked. It changed the journey for us in a whole new way. Yes, Joel and his wife had to die to their expectations, to one way that they had lived before, but now they lived in a new way with this child that opened up an entirely new world. And this is the way it is to walk in the company of parables, to begin to wonder and look and see this God who is in and through all things, the familiar things around them, and to say, how does this journey change for me? How does my life path become new and different? It's not like we ever get it. Even when Jesus explains things to the disciples, it's not like they get it. And this is what I like about it, really. It's that Jesus doesn't expect us to know it all, doesn't expect us to be experts or understand the way of God. He doesn't tell people how they have to get it all right before God will love them or be with them or be present in the world. No, he gives stories. He throws pictures of God's rule in front of us and beside us, and we go, huh? Well, what's that? I don't get it. Could you explain that? His stories are unsettling. Perhaps we've missed something. Well, yes, perhaps we have. But it doesn't mean it's over. It means we start again, for the parables invite us time and time again to enter. Open our eyes, see again, where might God be living today? What might God be doing? I listen to podcasts when I walk alone, and it was over a month ago that I listened to an interview with a woman named Elizabeth Gilbert, and some of you may be familiar with her book she wrote a number of years ago called Eat, Pray, Love. And now she's written and come out with a new book called Creative Living Beyond Fear. She was talking in this interview about how she has come to have to live in the world in a different way. When her book came out, Eat, Pray, Love, it became wildly popular very quickly. And in fact, a movie was made of this book within a year or two of its publication. And all of a sudden, expectations were great and high for her to come up with another book, to be successful and even more successful, to carry this dream on into the future. And what she had instead of joy about her dream, her big dream coming true, was in fact instead fear. How could she possibly have the success that she had in the past? How could she possibly repeat that? How was that going to come? She had no way, and she became very fearful, and it stopped her in her tracks. She didn't know how to live the dream, or she said in our culture, how much emphasis is put on finding our passion and living the dream. And it wasn't until she discovered a new way to travel that she began to be opened up to creativity and the work of God in her life. And that new way of travel, as she put it in one word, what got my attention was curiosity. To travel with curiosity, instead of seeking that one big dream, began to free her up to live in the world again. Because curiosity takes us in small steps and moves us in towards something with trust. She said, I don't have to be afraid that my life will not be get bigger and bigger and more successful and more successful. I live with being curious about what is around me and seeing where that takes us. And I thought to myself, this is what Jesus is doing in the parables. He's inviting us to be curious. Be curious. Where is God in this world? Seek and ye will find. Ask, wonder, invite. Curiosity gives us a fresh start. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to know anything. We can simply be curious about it. We don't have to beat the past with a successful future. We can start over, be a learner, and this is grace. Curiosity invites us to trust, to be vulnerable. If God is in the world, I can step out in faith. I can trust that God will be wherever I wander. I can question. I can doubt. I don't have to know everything. I can be curious. Curiosity can lead us into relationships with others we know and those we don't. Why, what is it that matters to my neighbor? And what matters to the people that I think I know? Have I asked them? Am I curious? Curiosity invites me to small steps and many ways I can move in my journey, wander, stray, go off the path, it's okay. I don't have to go in one big direction of the dream. I can take all kinds of little paths and see where God might be on those as well. Where do I recognize God today? Where do I see love? What does God want me to grow to? What are the hidden ways of God and the people that surround me? When I think of curiosity leading away, I'm reminded of a friend of mine, Terry. He's one of the godparents of one of our children. Terry and his wife, Michelle, sold their life goods at about the age of 30, and they joined Habitat for Humanity and worked on the Solomon Islands and the Fiji Islands for a number of years. And while they were in the Fiji, they were quite alone and quite different, and they were welcomed the most that they'd ever been in their lives by people from India who were of the Muslim faith. Now, Terry was confused by this. He was raised in a little town as a Lutheran. He didn't know a person who was of the Muslim faith. And yet here he was experiencing great love and hospitality and welcome and understanding in a way that he had not experienced before. And so he became curious. He began to study. He began to learn. He began to ask questions. And 5 years later, Terry was working as a mediator in Italy, mediating between the Muslim immigrant community and the Catholic residents and locals of that community. Because he'd come to understand, to be able to walk between people in love, which he saw as the way God was leading him, all because curiosity led him one step to another. Curiosity took him towards mission. Jesus says, look at what's before you. The grain in the field, the mustard trees all around, look at the people, the world, the world presents itself. He throws stories at us that walk beside us as we live in this world and invite us to see with new eyes, to see it as a world loved by God, with a world that God has suffered for, suffers with, a world that God has compassion for. The word invites us to see and live with new ways in the grace and love that God offers. May we be curious to see where God takes us. Amen.